From WCBU Peoria Public Radio, this is Out and About. I'm Jen Gordon with Arts Partners of Central Illinois. Today you'll hear from Holly Roeke, Professor of Theater Arts and Drama at Eureka College. Holly joins us to talk about their upcoming production of The Visit, the dark classic by Friedrich Dürrenmatt and translated by Maurice Valenci, which asks the question, is justice for sale? Holly, welcome to Out and About.
Thanks for having me.
So before we got started today, you were mentioning how the opportunity of focusing on giving performances through streams instead of actually in theater provides you as the director the opportunity to really hone in on the storytelling component of theater as opposed to kind of the spectacle. Can you kind of unpack that a little bit?
Yeah, sure. So it's been a learning experience for everybody. So this whole new form of theater, what is all coming about, is really exciting for me. If I think about it traditionally, you need actors, you need a space, and you need a story to tell. So we've got actors, but we're no longer in the shared space, right? So we're in different spaces. So this semester with The Visit, what we've been working on is playing with the Zoom technology. So every actor is in their own space. So I've got them scattered throughout the theater. Some of them are in their dorms, somewhere we've got good internet. So our space suddenly becomes the shared space of Zoom rather than a shared space in a building together. And we are playing with some green screen behind us of setting. So I no longer am worried about the lights and the set and the sounds and all of those things. Suddenly I can focus with the actors on, well, what's the story that you're telling? What's the character? How is this interaction? And it's mostly faces, right? Mm-hmm. As I am looking really intently at your face, what am I learning through that storytelling? So I'm really excited about the simplicity of bringing a complex story in a simple form of Zoom.
And you really have picked a very complex, fascinating story, in the play, The Visit. Talk about, for people who are unfamiliar with this piece, the striking tone that this piece provides.
It's a dark play. The richest woman in the world, Claire, comes back to this town, and it's a poor town. Everyone is out of work. Everyone is struggling. And the richest woman in the world comes back home. And we're so excited. Our hometown girl is going to come save us. And she does make the promise to come save us. And we learn that the hook is she sets up the town with a question. She says, I will give you $1 billion, billion with a B, 500 million to the town, spend it however you want. 500 million to be split evenly amongst all these people. But the catch is you have to kill a person who has wronged me as a child. And there's no question that he wronged her. Nobody denies it. But we spend so that's the sort of hook that happens within the first 30 minutes of the play is we learn all of this information. It's a poor town. She's come back to save us, to get us back an economic strong footing. And it becomes the balance of how do we balance what we consider to be morally strong with this need that we have to put food on our table? Like, how do you start to balance those things? So Claire's question is, can justice be bought with $1 billion? And the town has to struggle with this idea.
And my guess is that the audience really is put in a very uncomfortable space as the story unfolds.
It is. And it's really shocking. So our main character then has to start going to other people. He goes to the school for the schoolmasters, goes to education and says, this is really bad. And he goes to the church and the church responds in a certain way. And he goes to the lawmakers and the lawmakers respond in a certain way. So it's really for us to watch, really the tension arises in how are these people's individual preferences of what they consider to be right and wrong, balanced with the good of the society as a whole.
So Holly, as a theater educator, where I would I would imagine traditionally when you're working in a theater space, you're trying to get students and actors to really inhabit the full space of a theater and to, you know, make the audience member in the last row feel as intimately connected as in the first row. How does your job as an educator shift when all of a sudden you are teaching students to engage with a very different space with this camera just a foot in front of them?
Yeah, that's been a challenge that we've been playing with. So some of that is technical challenge. How do I make sure that what I want to be in the shot is actually in the shot? So that's sort of camera acting. But then also it becomes much more training in on our faces. How expressive can our faces be? And how subtle can they be with these changes? You can start to tell when another person is listening versus when they're zoned out, right? So it really requires a different sort of technique and an active engagement that you can sort of fudge when you're on stage, right? When I've got the audience even 15 feet away, I can fudge a little bit more than I can with this camera, right? It's really just been fun for me to be able to say, oh yeah, let's simplify even more. So instead of using our whole body, let's simplify it to our voice and really our face.
For the people who are going to be receiving the story, again, this is kind of walk us through the pre-recorded versus the live shared experience elements of the production.
Yeah, so that's a great question. So we have been working all semester on this production. We meet as a class, we meet three times a week, and have sort of been doing a long form of theater rather than a short rehearsal. Everybody, let's really focus on this and get it done. We've allowed it to percolate for quite a while. And as it's percolating, as we're getting there, we've been making choices and we're now in the recording session of the class and of the rehearsal process. So we'll be recording each act individually. And when a character is on screen or on stage, they'll be up in that sort of Brady box looking Zoom thing. And then when they're off stage, they'll disappear. And that will be recorded. All three acts of it will be recorded. On our performance days, we're then going to have a shared experience of an audience watching this at the same time and allow them for feedback at the end, for sure to talk with me as director, and then hopefully some of the actors will be there for us to be able to ask questions about the process, to ask questions about the themes and that sort of thing.
That was Holly Roeke, Professor of Theater Arts at Eureka College, talking about the upcoming production, The Visit. The performance will be available to stream November 12th through the 15th, and you can get a free streamable code by contacting Eureka College at boxoffice@eureka.edu. This is a free event, although donations are encouraged to the college. Holly, thank you so much for your time today.
Thank you. Have a great day.
You've been listening to Out and About, a production of WCBU and Arts Partners of Central Illinois. Each week, we connect you to the arts community by talking with local arts leaders, artists, and performers. Our producer is Daniel Musisi. If you missed a portion of this conversation, you can listen to the full interview at wcbu.org. I'm Jen Gordon, and this is Out and About.